Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Monday, April 7th, 2025 edition, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you want to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. One of the things that we are looking at, Chip and Sheboygan, is your station on PIENJ? PIENG. Yes. Yes, we are. He said, you've been off the air a long time. 97.7 has been off since last Friday at 11:36 p.m. Yes, I have no idea. The best way to listen to the show right now is the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. I thought I trained you guys, told you that, but some people, I guess, don't understand technology. So I'm going to send it to you again. You can listen to my show. Go to my show's website to listen, yourdefendingfathers.com. Very, very simple. One of the things that we will be doing this afternoon is I'm going to reach out to PIEG again, because when I spoke to them last Thursday, they said it was going to be back up on Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. So I'm going to definitely do a follow-up with them, but enough's enough. We've been off the air long enough. We need to be back on, so I'm definitely going to put some pressure on them to make us a top priority. Absolutely. I understand this has been catastrophic. I understand that poles were snapped, that trees came down on poles, came down on lines and snapped poles. I get it. But there's two things that I think this storm has showed us. Number one, these power companies have got to get out there and absolutely trim back these trees. I'm talking major, major tree cuts. Back 50, 100 feet away from the power easements, they need to clear cut. I'm talking total elimination of any trees 100 feet either side of a power line. You need to sell that timber. You need to do it. Instead of pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars of profits into your electric companies, you need to treat us, the customers, better. This is unacceptable. Now, I understand they put out a press release. I got it to the radio station this morning. Said that this was a once-in-a-century style ice storm. This happens once every 100 years is the probability. Well, guess what? It happened. And because you guys did not clear cut the trees back away from the power lines, we're out of power now for over a week. Very simply, if anybody asks, tell them to go to our website, yourdefendingfathers.com. That website, this show, is generated from the home studio. It's put on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app from here in Antrim County. Sheboygan, the transmitter site, takes care of 97.7 FM, as well as the radio station's website, WCHY.us, and the Simple Radio app. Those three components, part of the Patriot Voice Radio Network, is from Sheboygan. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Well, I talked about in the first hour how the House, U.S. Congress, House of Representatives were sent packing, shut down Tuesday afternoon. Congresswoman from Florida, Paluna, basically rallying support of 9 Republicans to join all the Democrats, pulled a procedural rule and basically shut down voting in the U.S. House of Representatives, the Congress, last week. Well, taking advantage of not having to be in Washington, Michigan, U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett, Republican from Charlotte, went to Mexico. While he was there, no, not on a vacation, he met with the Mexican Supreme Court to get them to release two of his residents from Spring Arbor, Michigan. The two, the couple, were imprisoned there for nearly a month for alleged credit card fraud while in Mexico. The state attorney general's office of Quintana Roo said last month that the couple, Paul and Christy Akio, purchased a membership in November of 2021 in a timeshare. The couple used a credit card to pay for their purchase. Allegedly, the couple then canceled 13 transactions at various resorts in Cancun, Mexico, totaling $116,000 between August of 2022 and November of 2022 through their bank, leading the pretrial judge to sentence the couple to preventative detention for 6 months so they could conduct an investigation. Well, Barrett traveled to Cancun on Wednesday to meet with the couple in the prison they were being held in. He then went and met with the president of the Supreme Court to compel their release. According to news services, the couple's charges were dismissed after they reached a reparation agreement that would see them pay for any damages to the resorts and then additional fees to be paid to three nonprofit organizations. This is what the Supreme Court president negotiated with Congressman Tom Barrett. Well, the family maintains the allegations were false, that they had legitimate disputes when booking a vacation that was not able to be provided by the resorts that they had made the transactions with. They secured a reservation. They booked airline tickets to fly in, but only to be notified by the resorts that they were not able to fulfill their timeshare exchange. So they then canceled the trip and booked another one. This happened over 3 months, August, September, and October, and eventually ended in November of 2022 when they finally said, to heck with it, 13 transactions were not going. Finally, one of the resorts contacted him and said, good news, we have a unit available, and booked the trip. But while in Cancun, they were arrested. Well, on Thursday, Barrett posted a video of the couple boarding a plane with him where the caption read, Paul and Christy Akio are coming home. Mission accomplished. Good job, Congressman Tom Barrett. Folks, I got a very simple question for you. Do any of you see Congressman Jack Bergman getting on a plane and going to Mexico to get Randy and Victoria Bishop out of jail? No, that's not happening. But Tom Barrett did it for one of his constituents, taking his time to fly down there, met with them in prison, found out the story, and then went and negotiated with the president of the Mexican Supreme Court. Good job, Tom Barrett. That's a feel-good one right there. You got to like that. Congressman that actually does something for his people. Well, another story coming from MERS News Service, and it's about time. State Superintendent of the Michigan State Board of Education, Michael Rice, announcing he's going to retire on October 3rd. Rice has served as the state superintendent since May of 2019. He thanked the Michigan Department of Education staff and Governor Gretchen Whitmer, state legislators, the Board of Education, students, administrators, teachers, and staff in a statement announcing his retirement. It's been an honor to serve Michigan's 1.4 million public school children over the last 6 years. Board of Education President Pam Pugh said it was an honor to serve with him on the board during these last 6 years. During that time, I've witnessed his steadfast commitment to putting children first, even in moments of disagreement. His focus on what was best for the students never wavered, Pugh said. Simply Rice said he wants to spend more time with his family. My family members are getting older. And with a nod to Robert Frost, I have promises to keep. While I will be writing, consulting, and mentoring some in the coming year, I expect mostly to re-engage more deeply with my family. He says he looks forward to making up the time he's missed over the last 6 years. And to quote Robert Frost, and many miles to go before I sleep. Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunity Executive Director Peter Spadafor congratulated Rice on his retirement announcement and said he has been a tireless champion of public schools and will be remembered for his improvements he's made to the state's graduation rate. Really? Really? You actually said that. Since 2019, through the last report I saw for last year, 2024, graduation rates have gone down. Especially if you look at the Detroit Public Schools system. Improvements he's made to the state's graduation rate. I'm going to have to research that one. I remember that report. I read that report last year when it came out. Spadafor said, as a former president of our organization, he led with the same passion and resolve that defined his tenure at the Michigan Department of Education. From him being a lifelong educator to a local superintendent, and now the state superintendent. Just to finish up this short story, Rice was a Yale graduate, received his master's and doctorate in public administration from the New York University before teaching French in Washington, D.C. He was a superintendent in Clifton, New Jersey for 5 years before moving to Kalamazoo, where he served as a superintendent there for the Kalamazoo School District for 12 years. Republican board member Nikki Snyder responded to the news that Rice would be retiring by saying, Dr. Rice and I did not often see things in a similar light. But I do appreciate his dedicated career to serving children and public education. I wish him well in his retirement. Well, that's nice. That's nice, Nikki. Very, very nice statement. I'm sorry, folks, but this Michael Rice, in my opinion, has been a complete failure as being the superintendent of Michigan Department of Education. This is the guy that pushed the lockdowns of the schools, the kids staying home from school for almost 2 years. What they did during the pandemic is still having negative effects on our children. And him, along with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Department of Health and Human Services, all worked together to do it. And I'm sorry, I'm not buying that he improved our state's graduation rates during his tenure. I'm definitely going to take time to research that. But good riddance, he's gone. There's only one problem. Who replaces him will be an appointment by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. We'll see who she picks. And God help us, because they are not doing what needs to be done to fix our public schools in Michigan. One of the things that I'm looking at here is the budget. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has called for $10,000 per pupil funding in her proposed budget for fiscal year 2026. Well, the Republicans who control the House, they're already saying they're not going to do it. It will not be included in their budget proposal that they send to the Senate for consideration. It's one of the main points, I think, that is going to trigger them not passing a budget before September 30th at midnight. I think it's one of the reasons why the Republicans, under Matt Hall being the Speaker, has passed a continuing resolution. $20 billion to fund the state government on the stroke of midnight, September 30th, to keep the government open and operating, because there's no way they're going to pass Whitmer's budget. We'll wait and see. One of the things that the process is going to take is negotiations. And because Winnie Brinks, the Democrat communist from Grand Rapids, Senate Majority Leader, she's suing Matt Hall. With a short little update, the case now has gone forward to the appellate court. One judge, Judge Patel, has already ruled that Matt Hall, the Speaker, should forward the nine bills passed by the House and the Senate last term and send them to the governor's office. But based on the fact that she used the word should versus must, Matt Hall said, sorry, I'm not going to do it. You can have the opinion, Your Honor, that I should do it, but I'm not going to do it. Well, Winnie Brinks, Senate Majority Leader, made a move to expedite the case directly to the Michigan Supreme Court. Michigan Supreme Court refused to hear it. They said, no, you have to go through the appellate process. So they sent it back to Winnie Brinks. She then has filed a motion to take it to the Michigan Appellate Court, which we're waiting to see if and when they'll take the case up. Well, as a result of this legal battle, Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, Republican, and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, they haven't even met face-to-face yet this year. Folks, we're April 7th. And they have yet to meet face-to-face in the quadrant meetings with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist regarding the budget. There's a rule that says they need to pass a budget before they break for summer break July 1st. They won't even talk to one another. This is going to be a very interesting budget this year. Finally, our news of hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across.